Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Introduction to Databases, Relational versus Non-Relational. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, SQL and Data Retrieval Techniques in the Data Analytics for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key distinctions between relational and non-relational databases, their respective use cases, and basic database design principles. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the differences between the two types of databases and identify when to use each for effective data management. Main content differences between relational and non-relational databases. Relational databases, often referred to as SQL databases, organize data into structured tables that are linked through relationships. They adhere to a schema, meaning the structure of the data is defined before any data is entered. Common examples include MySQL, PostgreSQL, and Microsoft SQL Server. The strength of relational databases lies in their ability to handle complex queries and maintain data integrity through the use of transactions. Non-relational databases, on the other hand, are often referred to as NoSQL databases. These databases are more flexible and can store unstructured or semi-structured data, allowing for dynamic schemas. They include types such as document stores, like MongoDB, key-value stores, like Redis, wide column stores, like Cassandra, and graph databases, like Neo4j. The primary advantage of non-relational databases is their scalability and performance in handling large volumes of data, especially in web applications. Use cases for each database type. Understanding when to use relational versus non-relational databases is crucial for effective data management. Relational databases are ideal for applications requiring complex queries, data integrity, and consistency. For instance, in an e-commerce platform, a relational database can efficiently manage customer orders, inventory, and transactions, ensuring that data remains consistent across the application. Non-relational databases shine in scenarios where scalability and flexibility are paramount. For example, a social media platform that captures user-generated content in various formats, text, images, videos, may benefit from a document store, allowing it to accommodate diverse data types without predefined schemas. Additionally, non-relational databases can handle massive amounts of read and write operations, making them suitable for real-time analytics and big data applications. Basic database design principles. Regardless of the database type chosen, adhering to basic design principles is essential for optimal performance. For relational databases, normalization is a key principle, which involves organizing data to reduce redundancy and improve data integrity. This process ensures that each piece of data is stored in one place and helps maintain consistency across the database. In contrast, when working with non-relational databases, denormalization might be a preferred approach. This means that data may be intentionally duplicated across different collections or documents to improve read performance and simplify data retrieval. However, this approach requires careful consideration to manage potential data inconsistencies. Another crucial design principle applicable to both types is indexing. Indexes enhance the speed of data retrieval operations by allowing the database engine to find data without scanning every record. Understanding the specific indexing strategies for relational and non-relational databases can significantly improve application performance. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the key differences between relational and non-relational databases, explored their respective use cases, and reviewed basic database design principles. By understanding these concepts, you are now better equipped to choose the appropriate database type for your data management needs, ensuring efficient and effective data analytics. As we move forward in this course, we'll delve deeper into SQL and data retrieval techniques that complement your database knowledge. Reflection questions. In which scenarios would you prefer to use a relational database over a non-relational database for your data needs? How can understanding basic database design principles improve the performance of your data analytics applications? What potential challenges might arise from using a non-relational database, and how could you address them in practice?